Wait, let's start on time.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Did it already start?
Well, like, yeah.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back.
This is So Fresh, So Clean with T315 with Vitamin G.
And Real Deal.
And our special guest today.
Whoa.
He's a feature.
He's not even a guest.
I hate both of you so much.
Jacob, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, for my DJ name, I'm going to go with the name that I christened myself back in fifth grade when I wrapped my student council speech. So you can all call me Lil J.A.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting one.
Well, that's what the kids on the playground used to call me back in my day.
Lil J.A.?
Lil J. More like Lil J. But then my username eventually evolved into Lil J.A.810.
Isn't Lil J Gossip Girl?
Yes.
You know what? Yes. I don't watch Gossip Girls, so
Funny.
I wouldn't know.
She got kicked off the show, like you soon will
we'll
be.
Will get kicked off our show.
For already?
Yes.
Yeah. You're blowing it. Oh, by the way, do you want to do the...
Oh, yeah. So we're listening to WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 Medford.
Freeform,
Tufts, Radio, all of the above. All the same.
Emily can say WMFO.
Oh.
WMFO.
WMFO. Right. I've been practicing. No.
Jacob. You're blowing it.
I feel like I'm doing a really good job. I'm gonna be real.
I'm gonna do a real quick favor to the fans.
No, that's my mic.
And turn off mic three.
Yeah. So
Jacob's confused and upset right now.
Very confused.
But okay, so we got a great topic for you guys tonight. We're talking about our hometowns.
The suburbs.
And to kick that
I like to sing.
To kick that off, and to kick off finals week soon, this is what we listened to a lot.
Oh, yeah. So, last semester finals. During finals week, I discovered one of the best albums ever.
Blue
Neighborhood Deluxe by Troye Sivan.
So did you and every other girl on Tumblr.
Thanks. Can you turn off his mic? I don't want it. So we were listening to Blue Neighborhood, and the song just, like, it's a very nice album to just listen through, because... It's a lot of white noise, but it's also really good white noise. So it's like concentration, relaxation, all of the above. So we're going to listen to...
Just suburbia to kick off our suburban background.
As Robert Toscano would say, hit the track.
Can you say... whatever.
Okay, wait, no.
Yeah, that's hate to see that.
Okay, so we're not going to hit the track right now. Gigi, can you figure something out? Is the aux on?
The sun sets longer where I am from, where dreams go to die while having fun. The boys fix their cars and girls eat it up. Loving's so good when love is young. There's so much history in these streets, and mama's good eats, and wonder on repeat. So much history in my head, the people I've left, the ones that I've kept. Have you heard me on the radio? Did you turn it up? On your blown out stereo in suburbia. Could be playing IT for long, can replace my blood. Swallow nostalgia, chase it with light. Better than dwelling and chasing time. Missing occasions I can't rewind. Can't help but feel I've lost what's mine. Yeah, there's so much history in these streets, and mama's good. Wonder on repeat. So much history in my head. The people I've left, the ones that I've kept. Have you heard me on the radio?
bizarre. There's so much history in these streets, and mamas could eat some wonder on repeat. So much history in my head, the people I've left, the ones that I've kept. Have you heard me on the radio? Did you turn it up?
Everyone, welcome back to So Fresh So Clean with T315 and Haskell 331, which doesn't rhyme as well.
I've just been informed that my mic is back on.
Yes. So to start off, to kick off the episode, we're gonna tell you the dictionary.com definition of suburb. Noun. A district lying immediately outside a city or town, especially a smaller residential community. 2, the suburbs, the area composed of such districts. 3, an outlying part.
Well, my hometown, our hometown, me and Jacob's hometown, is Newtown, Pennsylvania, which is right outside of Philly, 30 minutes outside of North Philly. And I'm like,
yeah, but like
45. That's also like, if you're like,
you know, it depends on how 95 is doing. With all the construction, God knows how long it's going to take to get into Center City these days. Am I right?
You're so right. But like, if you're trying to get to like where Rocky climbs up the steps, like,
I would say that's a solid 35 Rocky, minutes.
That's a solid 35 minutes.
To 40.
But
no traffic.
Yeah, so it definitely hits that check mark of being right outside of the city, and it's suburban.
Here's
another
definition of suburbs from Urban Dictionary.
Suburbs.
Can you not read the definition? It's a surprise to all. It says a place where the houses are newer than the houses in the inner city. Also, it's a little less crowded, more spread out, and usually predominated by mid to upper income whites. The race card.
I was going to discuss white flight, but I was told this was a topic I was
we're
not
going to discuss.
Discussing
that.
Anyway, so I would say that the Newtown is definitely a suburb, but here's the thing that bothers me personally about that definition, Newtown.
Tell me what bothers you, Jeez.
Newtown
or,
was,
sorry, vitamin G.
Newtown was founded by William Penn in 1683.
So it's not exactly new.
It's not exactly
in
new.
In fact, Morrisville, Pennsylvania, a neighboring town, was once was in the running to be our nation's capital, but then they chose D.C.
They also chose Philadelphia. Philadelphia was also a capital.
One of those cities, who's to say?
Who's to say? But tell us about the historical district of Kensington, Maryland.
So the historical district, I think, is definitely... Sorry? It's definitely... What?
Just keep...
Oh, my God. I don't know what's happening. So to comment on the Urban Dictionary definition of a place where the houses are newer than the houses in the inner city, I would definitely say that Kensington, the historical district, the houses aren't newer than the houses in the inner city. That's like the definition of historical. My house is over 100 years old. The house next across the street from me, like, set a record. It's crazy.
It set a record?
Well,
yeah, I forget what it was. But
if you want to talk about history,
we've got the oldest movie theater ever.
Continually in America. Running movie theater.
Yeah.
That. And Washington's Crossing.
Washington Crossing? Where Washington
crossed the Delaware River.
You know the picture.
Do you know why I Real Deal is saying that? Because I've heard this so many times.
It's not my fault.
Emily once shared an Odyssey article where she said Kensington is special because everyone loves Chipotle.
And Halloween and Christmas. Don't we all?
Like every other town in America.
Anyway, let's just get back to the music. This is Sway by the Chainsmokers.
Yep.
I by accidentally played the wrong song. This is it. We're back. Shout out to John for showing me that song. So, shout out. John's currently going in Hell Week.
At
Heck Week.
Heck Week.
Hello Week.
Hello Week.
Fun Week, I think, is what he
at
called it.
At a unknown fraternity. I'm not sure if we're allowed to say this stuff.
Yes. So.
But, you know, at So Fresh, So Clean, we always like to live on the edge. So, here we are.
So back to the suburbs. So I was inspired because they were talking about the Odyssey article that I posted, which got me a lot of
hate
is the word that I'm looking for.
A lot
someone's
of hate.
Tired.
So I googled, well, I was going for another word but she couldn't say it. So I googled suburbs into Odyssey online.
And I did the same over BuzzFeed. Let's
perfect.
Compare and contrast.
Okay, results. We're going to review the Odyssey article. Six things I, parentheses, occasionally, close parentheses, miss about living in the suburbs.
You know this girl is quirky.
What article are we?
How suburban are you? Mine's a quiz.
Whoa.
But like I feel like it says in itself, just by the questions, it says a lot.
We can go through the questions, too. I just want to start out.
Mine's a checklist.
Oh, so, perfect. Yeah. We'll discuss that. The first the first thing on my list is trees. Let's see what she says. Marilyn Yang. What does Marilyn say about trees? She says, sure, there are perks everywhere in big cities. Parks, sorry, parks. Particularly New York City. But it's not the same as being able to drive down the streets and see trees lining pretty much every road. Which brings me to the second one. Driving. So that's a quick preview.
Nice.
Gigi. Sorry, vitamin G.
First of all, I just have a quick problem with the House of Bourbon. The first one that like you could it says check all that apply. It's you live in a real house.
Check your suburban privilege.
Check your suburban privilege.
How dare you?
You can live in a rural house, live in a real house. They're right. Like they're a legit house. Amsterdam. They've got houses. They're real.
There are houses in downtown DC.
Yeah, there are houses in Philly, northern Philly. Yes.
One house might be the White House.
The White House. I hate you. Oh, God.
Great one, Em.
That just really hit in the headphones. Those. Stop that. That hurts. You're hurting our listeners.
I think
sorry.
You can be louder.
All seven of them.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah, shout out to our seven listeners.
Also, your bike was your primary method of transportation until you were on drive.
RT! I bike to work.
No. Okay,
no,
listen.
Newtown is not bikeable, let me tell you that.
There are so many hills.
So many
if
hills.
If you don't have if you don't have your mom, your dad, or your older brother slash sister to drive you.
Or your twin.
No, I'm saying before you had a car. You didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, also because Newtown was all farmland before the 80s. Everything's like really far apart.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, you could bike to the grocery store, but you better have a solid like 3 hours to do it.
Mm-hmm. Which is why number 11 is you got your license as soon as it was legally possible.
Yes.
And at me next time.
I will.
I got my permit February 11th, and I was eligible February 10th. The only reason I didn't go February 10th is because the DMV was closed on Mondays.
The same thing happened to me October 28th. I went. My birthday was the 27th, but then I failed. I didn't know all the DUI ones, so I missed three. Ooh. And as soon as you miss three,
you're done.
Yeah, it was the last question. I was like, all I have to do is get this right, and I get my permit.
She got it wrong.
I just got it wrong.
It's really rough.
And I cried. My parents were disappointed in me. I was disappointed
in
myself. Per usual.
My sister spent a lot of time confirming that her name was right on the DMV because the first question they ask you on the quiz is, which of these is your name? And Jordan thought it was a trick question. So she spent a solid 5 minutes on it.
Well, doesn't she also spell her name strangely?
It's J-O-R-D-Y-N.
Oh, quirky.
Yes.
Yeah, so my permit experience, I had a permit. It expired. I just got it renewed over spring break.
Yeah, I went to her house and I drove her everywhere.
You also had a car, so it worked out.
You just hit the... Jacob just hit the mic with his hand. And then this other... Sorry, this like checklist just really bothers me. This one says... Like, you don't care that you go to Olive Garden and Macaroni Grill all the time.
I did not go to either
of those. Also, they have plenty of those in the city and rural areas.
Exactly.
But Vitamin G did go to Applebee's.
Vitamin G did go to Applebee's.
We both did go to Applebee's.
But Vitamin G confirmed our roommate.
I became roommates with Emily in Applebee's. It was
a really intimate moment.
I could show you the corner booth and everything.
Aww.
I cried.
It was dim lighting because it was romantic.
It was low key. And then like completely following the Olive Garden and Macaroni Grill one, it says, you love breadsticks.
That has nothing to do with where suburban you live. Living,
okay,
BuzzFeed.
But I'm gonna say something.
That's just like,
I am from the suburbs and I love breadsticks.
Correlation does not imply causation, Emily.
I take classical archaeology. Correlation is causation.
No, it is. That is a.
I take chemistry, Latin, and
logical
archaeology,
error.
And plants, of course. They all say correlation equals causation.
Yeah, I've heard that as
that's
well.
That's Tufts Education.
In my English 2 class. Yeah, we've talked
about
definitely,
it.
Definitely, yeah.
Wow.
Also, what else? You're really good at saving money? Like, what? Like, I just don't understand.
When you live in the suburbs, Gigi, you just spend all your money
this
on
weekend,
food. Like,
Gigi Venmo'd me $90.
I did. Just so I can, like, see what it's like to Venmo someone. Of course.
She thought it was a powerful thing.
I thought it was like, I was like, Emily, if I Venmo you $90, will you Venmo me the
$90
back?
So I immediately Venmo'd her $90 back, like the great roommate that I am. Here's the catch.
When you Venmo someone and you want to transfer to your bank, banks are not open on the weekend for, like, transfers and stuff like that. They don't work like that. So I was moneyless. I had $1.93 for the whole weekend. I was only good at saving money because I didn't have any money to spend for the weekend. But now it's back, and I got myself some nice snacks today. I ordered Chinese food. It was great.
I should have done that.
Yeah.
I ate my block of cheese.
Also, but honestly, like, when you're in the suburbs, all there is to do is go buy food or see a movie.
That's something I did notice. Like, going home, like, you're only getting food with your friends.
Yeah, that's all you do. Do you want to go to Chipotle is what I would text my friends.
Yeah. There's Chipotle. There's Five Guys. There's Sweet Green, Chopped.
I don't know what we do not have. Sweet
Green, some bougie salad place that's really up and coming.
Well, we have...
Salad Works. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that would be the equivalent.
Oh, no.
But, like, no one goes to Salad
Works. I was talking about the bougie equivalent.
Oh,
yeah.
Here we've got Jules. Oishi. Five Guys.
Okay. Green Straw.
Great smoothie place.
If you like smoothies and pretending
that you're healthy.
Yes. Which I don't like either.
But also, like, the first month of school, I was just like, I came, like, with my... When I actually carried cash on me, because I realized that, like, that's just a thing you don't do in college.
It's just impractical.
Anymore.
Oh, yeah.
After the first month, I had all the cash I came to college with, which I was just like, how have I not spent this on food? Unlimited meal plan.
Well, what about spending cash to pay back your friends who go to the places for you on the weekends? I don't know how much I'm allowed to say on it.
You just stop.
That doesn't
make
sense.
I don't know.
I just want to close. I just want to. Yeah, he needs to go. The sixth item of my six-item list,
mm-hmm.
The things that she occasionally misses about living in the suburbs. Memories.
Don't we? You only have memories in the suburbs.
Yeah, you only have memories in the suburbs. She says, my suburban hometown is the setting of my earliest memories from before preschool through the end of high school. And everyone is bound to keep a connection to his or her hometown, no matter where it may be.
So you just... you
That
literally
was
just,
prolific.
She also just ruined her argument.
Right, also...
She said no matter where it
you're going to have memories no matter where you are, but she wants to argue that the suburbs are the best.
Yeah.
She... just terrible, terrible writer. She... you know in the Odyssey how they have, like, little blurbs about themselves at the end?
Yeah, what's her blurb?
Her blurb is, I don't have dreams, I have goals. Harvey Spencer in Suits.
Of course. It was me saying, of course, but
mic your mic's off. Stop trying to get in
Stop
our mics.
Stop talking. We don't want you.
Also, Jacob is John's roommate. John is the favorite roommate, of course.
Definitely.
That's going through heck week right now. Jacob is making a very uncomfortable face right now because we just broke the news to him. And he's crying like a baby. So we're going to start playing Lana Del Rey.
Shout out to Ron, who's he's going
John,
through something right
he's
now.
Going through some stuff.
He's going through some stuff.
So this one's
so
for
this
him.
Is Ride by Lana Del Rey. As Robert Toscano would say, hit the track. Are you going to hit it?
No, like, it's quiet for the first, like, it's playing.
Is it now?
It says it's playing.
I don't think it's hitting.
Maybe
has the track been hit?
I turned on the web browser. You hate to hear that.
Boo.
Boo. She's the worst.
Okay, start from the top. Okay, hit the track.
Okay.
out on that open road. You can be my full-time daddy while I'm gone, singing blues has been getting old. You can be my full-time baby out of cold. Don't break me down.
Okay, everyone.
Hello.
So we have a special incoming
call.
We have a
special guest. I'm so excited.
I have Jacob to help talk about my hometown and Emily.
And I have my friend Charlie from home. I'm so excited. So I would like to, without further ado, we'd like to welcome Charlie onto So Fresh, So Clean to discuss Kensington.
Okay, Charlie, I'm about to put you on air.
Okay, no, you have to turn it on.
I know.
No, you're turning the wrong one.
Oh, oh my God.
Oh,
do that.
My God.
And then there we go.
And then turn it, yeah.
Yeah, no, don't.
Hello?
It's right there.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Oh my God, there, Charlie.
Yes. Okay, Charlie, you're on air right now. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, I'm a longtime listener, and I would argue that I'm probably your number one fan.
Aww. We love to hear that.
Jacob,
I'm not
you can't
part
say
of this, but it's okay.
I'm and turning Jacob's mic off
please
so we can focus
please
on the other.
We really care about Charlie. Okay, Charlie, yeah, continue.
I feel like the fan because, like, me, and then a close second is probably, like, Gigi's parents.
Yeah, definitely.
And then, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I really, every night, you know, I'm doing, like, some homework, and I am a frequent flyer at Procrastination Nation.
I'm so happy.
So are we. We love to hear that.
Have you on and listen. You guys are like super funny.
Thanks,
oh my
Charles.
God. Charlie, you can't see it, but we're blushing.
I'm really red. Also, I'm still sunburned from last week, if anyone was curious.
You guys are talking about Aqua Jogging with Katie Ledecky. I was literally cracking up. It was the best.
Thanks, Charles. You're the best.
So tell Kensington. Us about Kensington, Maryland.
Okay,
was it like,
here's what I was thinking.
I know you're from, the little disclaimer to our fans, I know you're from Garrett Park. Is that correct?
That is not correct.
Oh, it's not here, correct.
This is the
I'm ready to hear.
Charles, describe.
So, okay. I'm a little bit upset about this still. It's a source of lots of trauma.
It's a touchy subject for everyone.
It is. But my address is Kensington, Maryland. However, I am not from the historical district. And lots of times people like Emily, not necessarily Emily herself, but people in that area will discredit me. Being from Kensington, since I'm not from the historical district.
That, watch my language here, but that's some bullcrap right there, Charlie.
Yeah, so Charlie's from Garrett Park Estates.
But he's a true Kensingtonite.
No. in the books, Charlie's from Kensington.
Kensingtonian.
He's a Kensingtonian.
My address is Kensington, Maryland.
But at heart, Charlie is a Garrett Parker.
You know, I would have to agree with that.
Yeah, I'm trying to be honest with my fans and my listeners. Our fans.
No, I would agree. However, I frequented the historical district of Kensington. I'm familiar with the area.
The Deal household is lit.
Yeah, I went there and I got the most amazing tour
from Emily and Charlie.
And the first thing, I get in the car, they're going to get milk and gas. Is that what?
Probably.
Milk and gas. And I was like, oh, I didn't.
Classic suburban.
I didn't know people took their friends to get those things. But apparently they do in different suburbs, different trips.
I think Charlie was also procrastinating something else.
He was like, you know what? My favorite thing to do is go to this Band-Aid guy's house.
Oh my God, I
please
forgot
tell
about
us,
this.
Tell us a little bit about, tell our fans a little bit about the Band-Aid guy's house.
I completely forgot about this. Okay, so rumor has it. Okay, let me backtrack a little bit. I was driving through, you know, Bethesda, like the rich area where like famous people
this
live.
This is another like, suburb, apparently. But like the rich suburb.
Yeah, like we don't consider ourselves part of it.
Yeah.
Too snobby.
Bethesda was voted like the number one snobbiest city also. Okay, continue.
Let our guest talk.
Sorry.
I think, correction, it was Chevy Chase, but anyway, we don't need to get too far into this.
Yeah.
So I was driving with a friend, and she nonchalantly just said, hey, that's the house of the guy who invented the waterproof Band-Aid. Wow. And I was like, hold up, that's a big deal.
Would you say it's the real deal?
It is the real deal.
Yes!
It's an amazing house. It's like super cool architecture. And I was like, look, this is amazing. I need to tell the world about this. So I think I went like three different times probably with
in a span of like 1 week.
Summer. Yeah. I was really into the house with the guy who invented the waterproof Band-Aid. And then I think we got very lost.
Yeah, we tried to find it and then we got lost.
Yeah. But I apologize. Next time you visit the suburbs of DC,
I can't wait. I'm so stoked. It's just, no, you know, it's just your suburban adventures like that. It's the little things.
It's like a little quirky.
Yeah. Now, I have a question. Is this show meant to be a competition between DC and Philly, or just the positives of...
It shouldn't be because we would destroy you.
Yeah, so I
Ooh,
think...
That's some, those are some fighting
that's
words.
That's a lot.
I mean, me and Emily live together, so this comes up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning of the year, we fought a lot. Like, she came in swinging. The first day she said, hey, listen to me, Newtown sucks.
I vividly remember this interaction.
I just met you. So that's when the beef started.
And this is crazy.
But after we, like, got to know each other, we realized we're just two suburban kids trying to make it in the big city.
Yeah, we're just two.
Why can't we all get along?
Only a 10-minute walk to Davis, followed by a 20-minute T-ride to Boston.
Just outside the city.
Just outside the city. Takes you at least 45 minutes to get there. Yeah, so I think we're trying to go for like positive post Coachella vibes, like good vibes only.
Coachella was an experience for us.
Charlie, did you go to Coachella weekend too?
You know, I was there in spirit.
Oh, okay.
I think like we all were.
Yeah, definitely. Our friends Izzy and Robert, they went in person.
Yes, they did.
They said it was amazing. They actually, you know how everyone's eating watermelon at Coachella, having a good time. They said the watermelon is 20 times better than it is anywhere else.
Wow, that's some Coachella. I think that's some like placebo kind of stuff happening there.
Yeah, I think just everything at Coachella is probably enhanced.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm excited for FuzzFest.
Oh, yeah. See, me and Jacob. And our great friend Izzy introduced
us.
Also from the Keystone State, Pennsylvania. There's June 26th, there is FuzzFest. Weezer and AWOL Nation are performing.
Coachella of Northeastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, people like to call FuzzFest the Coachella of Northeastern Pennsylvania. It's a big deal, but we're trying to stay humble.
What does DC have?
We have Firefly. And
DC
we have
Firefly.
Okay, well, that's the... And then we have Sweet Life. Sweet Life is actually big. Sweet Life is a two-day thing, and it's pretty exciting.
Can confirm.
Yeah.
I would hardly consider Firefly a DC event.
Okay, but it's like a East Coast event. But Sweet Green, I mean, Sweet Green.
Sweet Green, that bougie salad.
No. What's it called? Charlie, what is it called? Sweet Life. Sweet Life. Sweet Life is actually from DC.
Sweet Green.
Yeah, I'm just really craving some Sweet Green right now. So good.
I'm never craving a salad, actually. Oh, and sorry, Charlie. I didn't mean to discount what you said. I'm just a terrible eater. I'm going to die young.
Gigi eats no vegetables.
I had an edamame tonight, so I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
Today, Gigi asked me for a baby carrot when I was eating them, and then I threw her baby carrot. She's like, "Who do you think I am? I don't eat vegetables," and chucked it right back at me.
Sometimes just like to play things up. You know?
We have like a playful vibe in T315.
Always that back and forth between us.
Classic.
Back
in Haskell, me and John do a little thing where while he's trying to sleep at night, I'll tell him that there's a shadowy figure standing behind him. It really...
You're a terrible person. I don't know how you sleep at night.
That's just mean. Gigi and I just like to cuddle.
Yeah. Charlie, do you like to cuddle with your roommate?
Always. It's happening right now as we speak.
Ooh. That's so intimate.
And our viewers get to experience it secondhand.
How many viewers do we have? Can we check?
Oh, wait. We're going to refresh the viewers. I know Charlie raked a few in.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
We stayed the same. You know what? At least we didn't go down.
Yeah, no, I was expecting six, but we have seven, so, like we did in the beginning.
Give it up. Snaps.
All right, so
I think we're going to get to our next song.
Charlie, thank you so much for calling in, Charlie.
I'm so happy.
It was
nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, I am so honored to have been featured. Honestly, it was a life goal.
It was great. Great things to say.
Yeah, quality banter.
So, Charlie, I'm sure you're familiar with our next song. It's one of Emily's favorites.
Is it?
It's a typical, I feel like you could say this a lot about the moms in Bethesda.
Yes. Bethesda mom. It's a classic thing. People do it for Halloween.
It's very suburban. Does anyone want to guess what it is? Anyone? Oh. Emily? No, I feel like Emily knows. Charlie, Jacob?
Gold Digger?
No. Also my favorite song.
I have no idea.
I'm going to give you a hint. I thought it was Bowling for Soup that made the song, but it's not.
No.
It's Fountains of Wayne.
You gotta know, Charles.
Is it Stacey's mom?
Yes!
Give it up for Charlie. What a finale.
And on that note, we're gonna thank Charlie for being
you
on the show.
You want a gift card.
No, you didn't. I'll Venmo you like $1.
Emily will take care of that.
All right, bye, Charlie. I'll talk to you later. Illy.
Bye.
Hit the track.
Can I come over after school?
Hey guys.
I'm in love with Stacy's mom.
As am I.
We all are. Hello?
Yeah, we're good. Okay.
We have a PSA for everyone.
Let's see if Emily can read it this time.
All of our seven listeners. I am illiterate.
She is.
Let's get this started.
Don't joke about that. I was actually illiterate in third grade.
Maybe the PSA should be on adult illiteracy.
Well,
next time. We'll finish off the show for that one. That one really hits home.
Yes.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Are we taking any guesses?
What could it be? A watering can.
The freezer.
The freezer. That's not a legitimate guess, but let's continue. Using a ladder. The ladder was the answer. Might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
It's funny because this also hits home. I'll explain
for tips
after.
On ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Honestly, yeah, in fourth grade, my dad fell off a ladder because he thought it was like a really crappy ladder. He was like, yeah, I could do this by myself. I don't need anyone to hold the ladder.
That was bold.
And he fell off and had to get my dad, yeah, Tony to Tony, had to get nails in his arm, so wow. Be careful out
there. Gotta watch out for them ladders.
Also, it's just, like, very good to know how to use your ladders, mm-hmm. because someday, like, this one time, I'm at my ex-boyfriend's house, and I'm helping them set up a TV outside.
Right.
And I'm, like, I'm holding the ladder, mm-hmm. and apparently I just don't know how to hold the ladder right, and they all just, like, were like, what's wrong with you? Have you, like, never held a ladder before? And, like, I felt nervous.
Apparently.
They're like, you can't screw this up. Like, people's lives are at stake, which they weren't wrong, but I just felt like a fool. You don't want to feel like a fool.
Definitely stay educated in the ladder industry.
Ladder safety, yeah. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing we always forget, back onto the suburbs, the one thing we always forget were the great jams that made up suburban lifestyle.
Okay.
You know, you've got...
For me, it was every Disney Channel original movie song.
Exactly.
Wow.
You've got that. You've got 1,000 Miles.
You've got... Of course.
Of course. Just like any like song that came up in the movie White Chicks,
I feel
like really resonated definitely. With the suburban crowd. Em, you got any? A lot of Bowling for Soup, I
definitely,
feel.
Definitely, no, Bowling for Soup, Smash Mouth. Smash All Star is a great one.
A rebellious teen like me may have been into Green Day.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
I liked Holiday. Holiday was
I did enjoy Holiday.
I felt Boulevard of Broken Dreams just really,
really spoke to
spoke
you.
To my life.
I liked American Idiot. It was a political
Did
stomach.
You have a skater face? Maybe a little Avril Lavigne skater boy skater face?
Of course. I did have a skater face. It lasted fifth grade. I wore the clothes. Did I know how to skateboard? No. I did not.
The worst part was my brother had a skater face, which made me have a skater phase.
Oh,
because
no. We all know Gigi was a Tom girl.
You know I was that. A Tom girl.
Tomboy? What is
Tomboy. Tomboy. Yeah,
sorry.
Tomboy. And because I didn't have an older sister to look up to and see what clothing trends
as I did. And who forced me to do American Girl dolls and Barbie.
Yeah, and my mom was always like, yeah, you dress how you feel. So I was like, oh, I guess I'll dress how, just like my brother does. My brother's pretty cool. I'll dress like him. Why'd I do that?
You know, I
wore DC shoes.
Oh, no.
I wore DC shoes, and
that.
I knew who Rob Dyrdek was.
I still know who Rob Dyrdek is.
But, like, I watched
do.
All of his shows.
Wow. I went through a Bermuda shorts phase, and I was, like, kind of, like, skater, but, like, not.
Bermuda shorts aren't skater.
What?
But, no, but they were, like, plaid. That- like, I got them from the boys section. It was not
wow.
my best.
It wasn't skater. I wasn't thinking it was skater, but once you told me it was plaid, I was like, oh, no, that was skater.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what Bermuda shorts are. I'm going
to... They go to the shorts that go down to your knees. You basically wear them.
You wear them.
Like, guys wear them.
They're like, they're
but like,
boy
they're
shorts.
Tight. Like, imagine if someone cut, like, tight skinny jeans at the knees. Like, that's what they are.
I love that concept.
They just don't look very covering for a girl. Very
they don't
simplistic,
look natural.
But they just don't.
They don't fit with, like, the modern.
Especially,
aesthetic.
Let's bring
I feel
it back,
like
Emily.
I have some smaller shins, so.
Right.
Yeah. How did we get into this?
Skater Phase.
And Skater Boy.
Right.
Some suburban jams. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I feel like we should kick off this next very much suburban jam, 1,000 Miles.
Wow. Let's have a sing-along.
Should we?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, we should.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm in the bubs.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Make my way downtown, walking fast, the face is past, and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just make my way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you. And now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you tonight. Like these when I think of you, and I wonder if you ever think of me. 'Cause everything's so wrong and I don't belong, and don't live in your precious memory. 'Cause I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass me by?
Take it away, Gigi.
You know I'd walk 1,000 miles.
Jingle!
I could just say yeah.
Emily!
Tonight.
Oh my god.
Nailed it! Acapella group. Let's get it going.
Alright, I'll go low because you know I have the family to live.
And I don't wanna let you go. I
sing the right words.
I'm driving your memory.
She has the lyrics up.
I don't wanna let this go. I don't.
Great fade.
Solo. Gigi.
Making my way downtown, walking fast.
Face is past.
And I'm homebound.
I see the pattern. We're gonna stick with it.
Making my way through the crowd.
Da na 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 na.
I still need you.
Da na 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 na. And I still miss you.
Da na 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 na. And now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass us by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you. If I could fall into the sky, do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you. If I could just hold you tonight.
It's really beautiful.
That was amazing, guys.
It was a beautiful moment. in friendship right now. As well.
Let's also just take a second to apologize to Vanessa Carlton. She had an ectopic pregnancy.
Wow.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah. We also kind of butchered her song.
We really did.
But that was like just fun, like quirky.
It was
quirky bows.
Also, like, I wasn't sure how loud I was being into the mic. I didn't want to be too loud because, like, she's got the voice of an angel.
I was probably being very loud.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Thank you.
You should improve on that next time.
You know what?
If there's going to be a next time.
Probably not, seeing how this went.
You blew it.
I did. I most certainly did.
So, yeah, we've only got, like, 3 minutes till our last song.
Have we decided our last song?
I was thinking just to wrap up our skater phase.
Skater boy.
Just like think about it. Like you're riding your non-existent.
I also know the rap to that.
You're
so
riding your non-existent skateboard, and you hit the cul-de-sac. You get low and like do a spin around it.
What's
and,
that called?
A curve.
A curve.
And all the boys are just like, who's that? And that the hottest...
Gigi Tatone.
The hottest boy's like, that's Gigi Tatone. Because, you know, they
all
know
want
me.
Gigi.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Only Skater Gigi. I dropped that face for college.
Skater Gigi is definitely my favorite alter ego of Gigi. Yeah. Recitation Emily's.
She came out today.
Do I have any alter egos?
No. Jacob just has no chill. Oh, wait, no. You have your Newtown alter ego.
Oh. That one.
Yeah.
We don't...
we don't talk about that
We can talk about that one. It's a really good alter ego.
Well, we gotta wrap things
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we do.
On that note,
we don't know. Like... long is Skater Boy?
It's 3 minutes and 24 seconds. So
if
I'm
you want,
saying,
I can wrap my
time.
Student
we
council speech from fifth grade.
Let's give our final talks about each town and city.
All right. Newtown, great place. I wanted to get out of it for the longest time. I'm here, and now I'm like, I want it back.
You know, number six, the memories.
The memories. It's all about the memories.
Honestly, like, that. She's got something going for her with the memories.
She
like,
does.
Everyone... You got your memories from your town, and that's my memories are from K-Town, Kensington, the historical district.
Historical district, of course.
Garrett Park. Shout out to Charles.
Yep.
Beautiful
so,
sentiments from that, Emily.
I think we're gonna wrap it up and say
we'd like to thank everyone, Charles for calling in,
Charlie Fisher,
Jacob for guest starring on the show today,
Jacob Abrahams,
and,
our seven
and
listeners.
Of course,
wait,
seven,
did we improve?
Let's see.
Probably not.
For our seven listeners,
our seven
you're
seven
all
listeners.
Invited to a Newtown summer bash.
We'll get to that later. Next episode.
And oh, we've eight listeners. Thank you for joining us. You're probably going for the next show.
Probably.
Well,
sorry.
At least you got to listen to this. Anyway, thank you guys. This is so
thank
fresh,
you
so clean
much.
With T315 with vitamin G
15.
And the real deal.
That's me.
We're sending you out with Skater Boy.
It's lit.
It's lit.
Hit the track.